my assertions are empirical. They are supported by a report of the National Cohesion and Integration Commission, which shows a very skewed hiring in the public service and disproportionate representation within the very broad arms of government. And therefore, it only lends credence to one thing, that the practice of illicit in Kenya might be real. And therefore, this is a castigation of the Kibaki regime. The same report indicated that 52% of the staff at State House come from one ethnic group. 52% of the most important house in Kenya come from one ethnic group. And I think the president cannot turn a blind eye to this fact. And then when we look at the key sectors of the government, be it finance, be it energy, be it internal security or security generally, you see literally the entire leadership comes from President Kibaki's community. I do believe it's more therapeutic to discuss these things in the open than to try and hide and conceal our feelings about these issues.
You know, government spokesman Alfred Mutua says that your comments violate the Constitution.
I mean, nobody takes Mutua seriously, and I do not give any real credibility to what he says, you know. I think it's not his place to know how to interpret the Constitution. If they have a real feeling about the Constitution being violated, the Constitutional Court is the one which makes that determination and interpretation. So I wouldn't want to give any credibility to what Mutua says.
Now, you are a commissioner on the state-backed Kenya National Commission on Human Rights. Some will say, why would you want to criticize a government that I would assume is paying your salaries?
I'm not paid the salary by individuals. I'm paid by the government, by the people's taxes. I am a public officer. I'm not ideally an employee of the central government. These are independent institutions, and like every other Kenyan, we also can hold independent positions and opinions about issues that we feel most passionate about.
Mr. Mutua also says that your comments promote tribal differences that are similar to what he said, those that were witnessed before and during the post-election violence of your country.
I just go back to my earlier assertion that you should not take Mutua seriously. I do not think anybody in this country takes him that seriously. He holds public briefings every Thursday. Apart from being broadcasted in the national broadcaster live, I have hardly seen them, taken with any seriousness in any of the mainstream independent media. So I do not think that somebody like Mutua needs to be taken seriously.
So, Mr. Hassan, then let me ask you, do you intend to resign?
Absolutely not. If they have any reservations about what I've done, there are avenues provided by law which they can decide to pursue.